Florida is among a minority of states that allows only school districts to approve new charter schools. A proposal once slated for the November ballot seeks to change that, but the fate of Amendment 8 is now unclear after a Leon County Circuit judge ruled its ballot summary is vague and misleading. Now the crafter of the plan is pushing back, arguing her referendum has been mischaracterized by opponents of school choice. I'm Lynn Hatter. Amendment 8 is made up of three ideas, including term limits for local school board members and civics education. But the subject of the lawsuit is the third part, which deals with who can approve new charter schools. The amendment ballot summary says,
"The amendment maintains a school board's duties to public schools it establishes, but permits the state to operate, control, and supervise public schools not established by the school board."
While the amendment itself reads,
"It just simply says that the school board won't oversee schools that it doesn't establish."
That's attorney Ron Meyer, representing the League of Women Voters of Florida, which brought the lawsuit. He argues the two parts don't match up and that the amendment doesn't tell voters they could be approving independent charter school authorizers. But the proposal's architect, Collier County School Board member Erica Donalds, calls that accusation a mischaracterization of her intent.
It does not create an alternate authorizer for charter schools. It does not mandate that the state do that at all. In fact, on November 7th, after Amendment 8 passes with 60% of the vote, nothing in the current manner of approving charter schools or overseeing charter schools will change. The amendment only provides freedom to the legislature to do those things and others.
Donald says right now the legislature does not have that authority due to a nearly 10-year-old court ruling.
The legislature tried to create an alternate manner in establishing charter schools like 37 other states have already done successfully by creating the Schools of Excellence Commission many years ago. Unfortunately, because of the specific language in the Constitution that is being amended through Amendment 8, the court said that was unconstitutional and that only the district school boards could operate, control, and supervise.
Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper ruled the amendment summary is too vague and that it should be struck from the November ballot. The ruling is likely to be appealed. Most of the proposals placed on the ballot by the Once Every 20 Years Constitution Revision Commission are being challenged. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.